This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto news, exclusive interviews, real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, how are you surviving the quarantine now that we're into about 3 weeks of this garbage? Well, you know, actually, it's interesting. If you look at patterns of how we change the way we think, it takes about 3 weeks or so, and you change the patterns of how you live, and now they go into being habits. Takes about 3 weeks or so to create a habit. And now we've got these new habits, which is staying home and being with our families and not going to sporting events. And, you know, I guess all the sports stars thought that they, you know, the whole world would stop without them. And guess what? Nah! You know, life goes on. So anyway, I'm Alan Taylor, and this is The Drive. Carl Brower joining us from his quarantine private location bunker at the Brower House. Auto Trader, Kelly Blue Book, and Dealer.com. So, executive publisher, what are you publishing these days in your quarantine?
You know, I'm just working on my life as a shut-in, you know, and how I'm not allowed to go outside anymore. So, like you said, my behavior is slowly changing. I'm becoming very vampire-like, you know, natural light, get it off me, you know, so that's my new reality.
Well, you know, if you remember the Charlton Heston movie from 1971, The Omega Man, one of the side effects was in that movie, by the way, if you have never seen it, in that movie, the side effect of the virus that hit the world, and Charlton Heston was the Omega Man, because he injected himself, they found the serum to save the world, but his helicopter got shot down. He was a doctor or a scientist or whatever. And he injected himself as he's crawling out of this burning helicopter. And so now he's the Omega, the Alpha to Omega, right? The last man in the beginning of the new world. So he was having to constantly fight against all the people. Like you said, they were like vampire people. The light, they couldn't be in the light. And anyway, a great movie. If you're a shut-in like Carl, have you seen this movie yet? I told you all about it a couple weeks ago.
No, you talked
get
me
the movie
about it a couple weeks ago. I still haven't seen it, but I am slowly and surely becoming more of one of the vampire creatures. So I need to watch it.
I need a selfie.
How I'm supposed to act.
I want to see your eyes if they're turning white. You know, the black part's going away. I know that you've become one. Anyway, so we're all self-quarantining, and life is interesting. There's no question about a lot of soul searching going on with people, but more than anybody, the soul searching is going on in the auto industry while they're building ventilators where they should be building cars. No, so it's gonna be a weird year.
No, they're doing the sale searching.
Sale. Yes. But you know what? That's another good point. And let's talk about this, because you know, they are sale searching instead of soul searching. They are building ventilators, and they're looking also for sales, but I know you're the executive publisher, Auto Trader, Kelly Blue Book, and Dealer.com, so you know what's going on. Auto Trader, for a long time, has been trying to convert dealers to doing more online sales, have they not?
Yeah, we have been helping dealers move their business from in-person to online for a couple of years now. We've had these increasingly effective, comprehensive tools for getting your financing and having, you know, ability to really look at the car closely, see the car, see all the great photos effectively, pick out your insurance, really everything except the test drive and even the final paperwork. Potentially we're going to get to where we can DocuSign that like you do for your house.
Right.
So we've been doing that for years. And, you know, there were some dealers who were very happy to kind of, you know, jump on board with that and kind of evolve their business more in this direction, knowing that a lot of sub, you know, 30 and even 40 and 50 year olds, they've bought everything on Amazon for the past 10 plus years. And they don't want to have to deal with going to the store anymore, even the dealer store.
Well, they've already got the habit of buying online, and it's foreign not to, right?
Right. it feels weird, but it's like, you mean I can't just go online and get this all done? What's going on here? A lot of people at certain age groups, that's what their attitude is, and they realize they have to go down somewhere to get the car. But a lot of dealers were like, nah, we want them down on the lot. You know, well, we've heard from a lot of those dealers, believe it or not, Alan, in the last few weeks. Hey, you guys still have that digital dealer stuff you got? You got the digital processing? How's that work? So we're rapidly transitioning a lot more dealers in the last few weeks to this system, and they're really thrilled with it because they can get virtual walk-arounds of the cars, they'll drop the car off for test drive for free.
All right, hold
tight.
They'll do
a lot of the deal online.
This is where our world is going while we're surviving the quarantine. The world is changing, and when it's all over, it will be a changed world. We're talking with Carl Brower. He's helping us to understand what it will be like in the future, 2 weeks from now. This is The Drive. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
And welcome back to Surviving Quarantine with Carl Brower and Alan Taylor. Yes, surviving the quarantine. You know, I mean, there's 7 billion people in the world? And, you know, every year, 40, 50,000, whatever it is, die from the influenza, the flu. And I think there's some staggering numbers of how many veterans commit suicide every day. Sad, horrible numbers, abortions. We have all kinds of things going on around us for some reason right now because we have this, we're not sure what it is, this virus that's scarier than hell. Yes, scarier than hell. But it's really freaked out the whole world. So I'm sure we don't really know all the ins and outs of it. But I have a kind of a little hunch that it might even be a little biological warfare, but I still don't know. So we're all kind of sitting here in our quarantine insanity. And we're wondering, you know, what's the world going to be like in a month, you know, when the weather warms up a little bit more and they come out with some more different ways of battling this coronavirus thing. And, you know, it's like I said before, if Tom Hanks makes it and his wife, Rita Wilson, who have come home from Australia now, by the way, Tom Hanks had it. The guy from CNN, Cuomo, he's got it now. If Tom Hanks makes it, we're all probably going to be okay. There are going to be people that have weakened immune systems, compromised immune systems, elderly, that are not going to be maybe so lucky, but the world must go on. The show must go on, in essence. And on the other side of this, in a month or two, let's say it's three, what's life going to be like? We will have rebooted how we do things. We are all going to be online, buying things online. And these are my opinions. And Carl Brower, I know, is probably going to get slapped inside of, you know, upside the head by his people there. Because, I mean, we have to discuss these things. Life is going to change. And Auto Trader over there has got, they've got solutions for the dealers that I drive by the car dealers, Carl, right now, and there's cars on the lot. There's nobody on the lot. There's no people, you know, except in the service department. There's no people milling around on the lot. These car manufacturers and dealers have got to just be dying, except the ones who have embraced the online buying and selling of their vehicles because people still have needs. They still want to trade in their old one. They got a lease coming to an end. Their car broke down. The engine's blown up. The dealers are offering 0% interest on some of the new cars and no payments for 4 months. Business and commerce will still go on, right?
No, it absolutely will. And we're actually seeing, after somewhat of a hit to our traffic on both sites in mid-March, a steady increase again, Alan. So I almost feel like there was this shock to the system when this first hit, and then everyone realized how serious it was going to be. But everyone is doing what you just said. They're already thinking, okay, next stage, next stage.
Right.
And that includes car shopping. So they're on our sites looking at cars. And of course, people have even more time to look at cars now. And we've seen our desktop traffic versus mobile traffic go back up a little bit because people are sitting at their desks more than traveling. And also they're able to look at the bigger screen now. But yes, we are absolutely seeing a rebound in traffic on both sites because people are thinking at some point I'm going to be allowed to leave the house again. And I think a certain amount of them are like, which vehicle? I mean, if you've got the financial capabilities, I think a lot of people are like, when this is over, I'm not only going to be wanting to get out of the house, but I'm going to be wanting to really maximize and enjoy getting out of the house. And what car, what new vehicle could be part of this freeing experience when I get to go outside again?
Oh, I'm telling you. And, you know, truthfully, honest to God, I say this with all sincerity. I hope to God I don't get it or anybody that I know or love gets it. But I do know people, Carl, that have gotten it. Again, I talked, Tom Hanks had it. We know people that have had this virus and recover from it. Some of them are not so bad. Some of them are, you know, worse, just like with the flu. Same deal.
Right.
I pray for our country to survive this because thank God things are being done that are taking care of us by the government right now. I mean, it's like, man, I don't know anybody that's in business that isn't getting one of these loans that will be forgiven if you use it to keep your people at work. So there's a lot of opportunity for us to be thankful. And I think that so many people right now are returning, believe it or not, returning to prayer. Who was it? Somebody. Who's the voice of the Dodgers? I know you know who this is. Vin Scully.
Yeah.
Yes, Vin Scully said that during World War II, 75% of America was involved with some kind of a church. Today, it's 50%. But we're returning. We'll be right back. It is The Drive.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, you guys all know I'm a car guy. I'm also an entrepreneur and have been all of my life. I actually am the voice for Entrepreneur Magazine, and I do a radio show called Entrepreneur Weekly. And I will tell you, it is so fun watching the entrepreneurs of this world. The smoke is coming out of their ears. They're thinking about what's going to happen next and how they're going to be able to capitalize on the changing world we're in. But a good example is the guy that makes vacuum cleaners, Dyson. I don't know if you heard about what he's doing. He's reinventing the ventilator system, the ventilators that they're trying to make. I mean, look, he makes vacuums. He's air management, right? He's made smaller, more efficient ventilators for, you know, for the hospitals. He's reinvented these things. Carl, let's talk about these ventilators that the auto industry are having to make.
I think it's really fabulous, right? Because you see industry pull together when there's a massive worldwide challenge. We saw it during the war years.
Right.
The domestic automakers were very key to us and our war effort almost, whatever, 80 years ago. And, you know, here we are again with all hands on deck with the manufacturers switching from car production to ventilator and other medical equipment production. And, you know, Alan, when you think about this, this is what I love about it particularly. There are certain manufacturers in this country who had challenges 10 to 12 years ago. And during those challenges, they needed a little help from the government. And after that all happened, there were a certain amount of consumers who were very anti-given companies that had to have a little bit of help from the government. And now here we sit with those that all those automotive entities still alive because we did that. And guess what? They can help produce medical equipment that we need now.
Damn good point.
To do that.
You know what?
And
what?
To me,
that's great.
That's the antidote for all those people who push, you know, are like, hey, you know, it's like, okay, you're still going to be angry at brand X, Y, and Z. the ones that just helped produce the ventilators and rose to the challenge of this thing and all. So right. This is the perfect kind of yin to that yang, and I'm hoping a lot of people keep that in mind.
You know what? God bless you for bringing that up, because that was a tough time. It was a black eye for, you know, GM, Ford, Chrysler, and a lot of them. But all of a sudden, look who's coming to the rescue of America. GM, Ford, mm-hmm. and FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, I think they're doing some stuff with it too. I know Tesla's doing a few things. The vacuum cleaner guy, Dyson. You got the pillow guy, right? My Pillow, whatever it is. Yep. He's making face masks. You've got, you know, just all of our industry here in America pulling together to help save lives.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Great. And maybe something else to take away from this, Alan, not to get too political, but also proving that maybe we should work harder to have more industrial base based in the U.S. and not in certain other countries.
Well,
you know,
maybe
we can make a future learning from this, is to not be quite so dependent on other countries, especially other countries that might say started this whole problem in the first place. But I'll say no more.
No, you know what? I got to tell you, you're 100% right. And it's important that we, you know, that the people that are listening to this show, we're on almost 100 radio stations, can hear that. Listen, we're sequestered. We're quarantined just like you guys are. We are being affected by this. And fortunately, we're in a digital medium where we can continue to do our thing, sitting in our boxer shorts and our T-shirt with, I got a chili stain on the front of my shirt right here. Nobody can see that because it's radio. Theater of the mind, I'm actually fully dressed and I have a suit on. But a clown knows. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. It's like we're in a theater of the mind kind of environment, but we do it from our studios away from people. So we're fortunate we can continue to work. There are people out there in the service industry that cannot work, and they're going nuts right now. You know what I'm saying? Hollywood's going nuts. You know, I was watching, I do ABC Live with Kelly and Ryan. They're having to do their shows from home. And it's just terrible. It's terrible to have to be at home and do your show. It's harder to do it. They look uncomfortable, but they're still doing it, as they know the show must go on. So our show and our country must go on. But you are 100% right, Carl. Trump used to say, and you know, whether he grinds on you or not, he used to say, you know, make America great again, because we were a superpower. And we still are a superpower, but continuing to become more of a superpower as we become less dependent on getting our drugs from China or anywhere else, getting our oil from, you know, overseas, getting our anything from anywhere else, we should be inwardly dependent and not outwardly dependent. And I think that's what's happening. And I also think that's why there's a little bit of, dare I say, germ warfare, because he was getting it done, man. Look at the stock market. It was almost, you know, 30,000. And it's like it was all going a little too good, so release the hounds of hell, if you know what I mean.
But and it's a benefit all over the place, Alan. Don't forget that having things done in this country not only keeps us from being leveraged or dependent on other countries, it makes people in this country employed. It keeps the wealth and it keeps the employment and everything else based here, too.
Totally.
So and I hope these companies have learned, and I hope consumers have learned, and everyone has learned. As is always the case in life, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. Just because you can get something produced somewhere else for cheaper doesn't mean you should. Maybe you should still produce it here. And maybe we should even, I'm the least government interference guy in the world, trust me. But maybe we should work a little harder to make sure that people, even if they spend, if you said to the average consumer, I'm going to make everything in your life cost 2-4% more than it used to.
Yeah.
And it's all going to come from here and not somewhere else. People would be like, I'll do it.
You know what? You're a good American, Carl Brower. I know with
That's
the name.
I'd like to think.
I know with a name like Brower, you did not start out here, but you're an American and you're a good one at that. Kelly Blue
Somewhere
Book.
Back there in the family tree, yeah.
AutoTrader, dealer.com. You know what? Now's a good time to go noodle around over on AutoTrader and see what's for sale. We'll take a little break. Thank you, Carl.
True.
Be right back.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo.
Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, doggone it. This is called, Free Ride, right? And the guy that I have on the phone right now, George Kennedy III, from Cartender, Car Gurus, Boston Globe, and U.S. News and World Report. He's a freelance journalist. He has a free ride because he gets to test drive cars like I do, which is fun. Yes, hell yes, it's fun. How you doing, George?
Well, it's not totally free. We got to write about it.
Well, that's true. You got to pay the fiddler. You know what I mean? So speaking of your free ride, you've been driving the Jeep Gladiator Mojave. Now, the Gladiator is the four-door truck of which the top comes off, which I love. But what is the Mojave package?
Yeah, so if you look at the existing Gladiator lineup, I mean, this is a brand new truck pretty much, and you've got the Sport is like the basic, the Overland is the luxury model, the Rubicon is the off-road trail model, and they said, you know what, we need a desert model. So something that can compete a smaller version of, say, a Ford Raptor competitor of something like that. The Mojave is a desert dueler kind of truck.
Yeah.
It's got Fox internal bypass shocks. It's more softer suspension designed for sand dunes, dried out riverbeds, doing some Baja stuff,
Love it. Now, wait a minute.
Right.
Did you go on a ride and drive kind of a thing with the manufacturer, or did you just take it out and go have fun with it? Because I know everything, because of this ridiculous virus thing, everything is shut down.
Right. So they canceled the first drive for it. They obviously looked at the scenario and said that this was about almost a month ago and said, it's just not tenable. And that actually would have been like this week. So FCA, Jeep hooked it up. They did an awesome job of saying, well, the folks can't get out and test drive the cars here with us in the Mojave Desert, which is what the original plan was, let's get the cars out to the people out there and the journalists that were going to be here. So they were awesome that they were able to get the car out, in time for me to still be able to talk to you about it now.
Unbelievable. And you know what? Sadly, these manufacturers are having to really scramble, because if you look at the ecosystem, they make a car, people write about it. Well, it isn't just people. It's magazines, it's websites, U.S. News and World Report, Boston Globe, Cartender, The Drive. We talk about them. The videos. You're probably making videos for Cartender or Car Gurus, one of the two, or somebody. Who are you making a video for?
Yeah, so, unfortunately for, safety reasons, corporate level at Car Gurus said, we can't. I can't give the blessing on having you guys, even though your contractors go out and do it, it can't be on our time. So,
oh my gosh.
We're talking about it now and, probably something for Boston.com as well.
You know what else? Send me a picture of it, please, and we'll post it at thedrivewithalantaylor.com.
For sure.
Because our whole world is upside down. It's upset. It's upsetting. I've got angina. I've got angst. I've got hemorrhoids. I've got all kinds of problems because of this. It's terrible. I mean, it's like, and listen, I work, I also work with Drive Tribe, and was talking to the guys in London, because Jeremy Clarkson and his crew from Top Gear are the guys that started Drive Tribe. And you guys should go to drivetribe.com and download the app and then get your tribe going. Now's a perfect time. He says their views is up through the moon. And I got to feel that's the same way with your guys at Car Gurus and Cartender and all these digital outlets, right?
I'm not seeing the exact numbers, some of my editors are, but I can definitely say that I'm busy. I'm getting assignments. So the powers that be must recognize that everybody's home right now. Everybody's ingesting content. And, after this time is over, folks will have to go buy a new car. I'm sure that there are leases or finance terms that might be up during this time, and they're just gonna have to put off buying that new car. And after this all sort of gets back to normal, if it ever does, people are gonna have to go buy new cars to replace the one that maybe hit the bed during this time.
Right.
So also dealers are also in different regions, dealers are open up by us near Boston. service bays are open because they're essential employees. Right, so fixed ops, stuff like that. You know, when it comes to purchasing a car, they're going to have to get creative about, you know, either doing remote transactions or remote test drives, video test drives of cars. That's something that CarTender helps facilitate. And then in other regions, you know, people are still able to come in and conduct business as usual, albeit probably having to pick up a car, you know, on the lot without the salesperson there, go drive it, drop it off, you know, and then it gets sanitized, you know, coming and going.
God. What's TSA going to do? We're going to have a TSA person on the corner of every street all across America here pretty soon. Job openings available now. You know, it's just weird. And, you know, you said essential businesses are open, like, you know, service departments. We were just talking with Carl Brower from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader, and we were talking about this very thing, that the world is going to change. You guys out there, like with Car Gurus and CarTender and all these places that help people to make decisions, are going to continue to do well. The auto industry has to somehow morph and change and go from a caterpillar to a butterfly and be air, you know, be, what are they going to say it, in the cloud, right? Because it's that way now, delivering your vehicle to your house. So you're talking about this, what is it, a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Mojave. And if you've ever, anybody have ever driven a Raptor, a Ford Raptor pickup truck, the first thing you notice is, man, this thing rides really nice, cushy and Cadillac kind of way.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's like, wait a minute, this is a truck. It's not supposed to drive like this, but there's a reason for it.
I know. Especially if you compare it to, like, the Gladiator Rubicon, which is designed for the trail. And the thing I'll always say about Jeeps is they're very chattery when you're driving on the road, and that's because the suspension is designed to be going for dirt and rock and stuff like that. And the second you get on the dirt and rock, it feels right at home. Sand and sort of desert suspensions are a little bit different. They're gushy. They almost feel like, you know, your grandma's Buick at times. If you hit a bump, you might have a couple more resonant rises and dips. And then the second you get on the trail, it's just meant to, no matter if you can go 60 miles an hour in a dried out, you know, washboard riverbed, and the wheels are just going to, you know, go bouncing like crazy, but you're going to go straight across it. Now, being, you know, from New England, we don't have stuff like that. But, you know, we have things like the, you know, the National Seashore out at the end of Cape Cod.
Wait a minute. You guys have, you know, lobster. You have things we don't have, you know, readily available.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me. I'll take the trade-off in favor of you.
Yeah. All right. Hang tight. that was one of my complaints when I drove the Gladiator is I love it. I love it. I love it. But you have to really love that kind of stiff suspension. This Mojave may change everything. We're going to come back, talk a little more with George Kennedy III. I hate to say he's sequestered like the rest of us. I'm sitting here, my tidy whities and a white tank top T-shirt. You know, there's a vision for you. Let's take a break. It is The Drive. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Hey, don't forget our show is brought to you in part by Dodge, and they still have the Power Dollars event going on. Yep, you still can buy cars. And you get $10 off for every horsepower of your new Dodge. Go check it out, Power Dollars at a Dodge dealer. You can go online and check it out. All I can tell you is, that's a good deal. George Kennedy is joining us right now. He is an automotive journalist and freelance automotive journalist. So he works for a bunch of them. CarTender, CarGurus, Boston Globe, U.S. News and World Report. He's out there. But every butt. Actually, he's not out there. He's at home right now. What am I talking about?
I mean, look, as a freelancer, I'm working from home a lot anyways. So the weird thing is not a whole lot changes for me right now.
I know, right? I mean, it's like kind of like for me, too. As like I said before, I'm sitting here in my underwear doing the radio show. What's the difference? Nothing.
Oh, there's an image. I mean, look, I've got my home desk. I've got my ramen. Like, this would be like
ramen.
The same week 6 months ago.
Like, oh, that's too funny. All right, so you're driving the Jeep Gladiator, or drove recently, Mojave Edition, a much, how do I say, a softer ride is what you're telling me. And I like
it's still stiff, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's not as, you know, brisk as it would be, like you said, with a Rubicon, which is designed to go rock crawling. So with that, does the Mojave have the same towing capacity with a little more, a little softer ride? Does it cost a whole bunch more? Give us the update.
So let's start with the towing. You know, anytime a vehicle becomes specialized in one particular attribute, you tend to give up something else. So whereas the overall best in class, you know, towing for the Gladiator is like 7,600 pounds when properly equipped, this is 6,000. So you do lose a little bit on towing. That's still going to get a lot done.
Listen, here's my opinion on that. First of all, I don't want to be towing 7,600 pounds with that vehicle. Because, you know, I think that's more than the vehicle weighs, you know?
If you have a Whaler and a trailer, this thing will take care of it.
All right, hold on. Let's just, Mr. Boston, a Boston Whaler is a boat. You know. See, and I know that.
Which, by the way, is built in Arizona now. It's like built in the middle of the desert.
I think
people know what a Boston Whaler is now.
Not everybody, but that's my job. Don't you worry about it. Okay, so less towing. Right. How much more money for this special edition desert version?
Yeah, so, you know, before this, the Rubicon was 43,000 and change. The Mojave starts at 44,000 and change. And, you know, with every option package, including the dual hardtop, the tonneau cover, the bedline, you know, everything, we were looking in, you know, right in the meat of the 50s, like $56,000.
Cool. You know, it's amazing. And it, all I can tell you is the reason why they can get this kind of money. And because you see them everywhere, people are buying them like crazy. Same thing with the Wranglers, because this is the Swiss Army knife of vehicles now that they make this. We're talking about the Jeep Gladiator, which is the pickup truck version of the Wrangler in essence. And that's a lot of money, but man, you got a convertible, you've got a truck, you've got a Jeep, you've got a four door that you can technically use as a family machine because four doors, it's the Swiss Army knife of vehicles.
Here's how I put it to people, especially when you compare, say, the base price at $33,000 for a sport model.
Yep.
Compare that to like a Colorado or a Tacoma, which starts at like 28 or 29. That's 10 grand less. Except the sport comes with a V6, four doors, an automatic transmission, and four-wheel drive, all standard. The base trucks that get you those low price points for Chevy and GMC and Nissan and Toyota are trucks that they're pretty sad trucks. And when you finally build it up to where you want it with a V6 and a quad cab and 4x4, you're up in the 30s anyways. So Jeep just said, screw it. We're not going to deal with the low end of the market. Everything here is capable. It's all well equipped. And that's where that price comes up, I believe.
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, look, you go, have you ever bought a Swiss Army knife? And, you know, some of them are like, you've seen these ones that they weigh 5 pounds or so. You got everything. You got a shoehorn. You can shoe your horses with it. You can, you know, take a machine gun apart. You can rebuild. It's got a cherry picker built into it to replace the engine. I mean, it's like the Swiss Army knife is amazing. But, man, you pay for those things. They're expensive. And same thing goes with this. But people love the crap out of them. That's all I can tell you. Everybody, I'm always asking people, what do you think? And they're like, oh, man, I love it. Best vehicle I've ever owned. Here's my only problem. You ready for this? And I can send this right to Jim Morrison, the head of Jeep. What do you got to put a V8 under that hood? I want to see a Hellcat. I want to see a Trackhawk.
I think we missed out on the Jeep Easter Safari this year. They obviously had to cancel it. You know, not just the Jeep portion of it, but the entire Safari. But it sounded like they were going to be having a Hemi-powered Gladiator as one of the demo vehicles this year.
Just for fun.
So it's kind of too bad.
Yeah.
We'll just have to wait longer to see it. But they exist out there. And to your point, you know that like folks like Starwood Motors down in Texas are already throwing you know, supercharged 6.4 liter Hemis into these things.
Well, I can tell you, Collins Brothers Jeep, Dennis Collins from Fast and Loud with Richard Rawlings and those guys, and Russell Holmes, they do this. If you want one, they put one in a Jeep wagon, Grand Wagoneer. Remember the old Grand Wagoneers?
And
it's like, you know, $150,000, but people pay it.
Oh, they're having a moment. SUVs, older 70s SUVs in general are having a moment, and it's, you know, being spurned on by the growth of the new utility market.
I know it. All right, hang tight. We're going to do one more segment with George. He's my buddy. He's my pal. He's from the Boston Globe. He's in Boston. Car Tender, Car Gurus, U.S. News and World Report. We'll talk more about the car industry during the coronavirus time right after this.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, thanks to our friends and partners at Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. The new Subaru Outback, it'll take you anywhere love will take you. Oh, that's the slogan is actually go where love takes you, but I twisted it up a little bit for them. If you love being outdoors and on the road and doing things, Subaru and the new Outback will get it for you. George Kennedy III joining us. Boston Globe, U.S. News and World Report, Car Tender, Car Gurus. He writes for a lot of folks. They put him in a Jeep Gladiator recently, the Mojave edition. We're talking about that. $44,000 to start, $56,000 all done up. But you can't tow as much with this one. They have a towing rating of 7,600 pounds. But in the Mojave edition, it's only 6,000 pounds. So you're giving up a little something to get that, dare I say, desert off-road effect where you may, you know, you want to go off-roading in the desert. It's a different animal than if you're rock crawling. So this is specifically kind of put together for the desert stuff. Sand dunes and sand hills. And I don't, do they say catching air? Are they allowing that?
You know, it's a neat little detail is that the little trail rated emblem below the A pillar instead says desert rated. So that's a neat little Easter egg.
Right. That's cool.
I'll tell you what, I love the way that Jeeps look, especially the modern ones. You know, I'm a Jeep guy, but they knocked it out of the park with this. The version we got was like a gunmetal gray. Mm. And, you know, all of the emblems and logos and stuff have this like little orange pinstripe outline to it that gives it an awesome look. Even those little tow hooks that the Rubicon are red on this are orange as well. Mm. It's got the awesome Power Dome hood, which I think is great. I think that's even to try and get some air coming up higher, especially when you're driving in the desert. You don't want, you know, that dirty air right down below where you're getting a lot of sand and stuff. But that theme, that gray and orange theme actually continues inside. And that's an area that I like a lot because where I love the Rubicon version of this truck, I don't like that kind of silvery red panel that you have to get with the Rubicon. This just replaces it with more gunmetal gray, and you still get the orange accents inside, too. So really cool, subtle, but, like, aggressive, kind of menacing look to it. And just love the way the truck looks, and it backs it up with all that performance.
Hey, are they offering the Mojave with a diesel engine also, or just gas? That's a good question.
So as of right now, they haven't mentioned anything about the diesel. I would love to see it with the diesel because, you know, we were talking about the idea of aftermarket V8 versions of this. You and I have talked about the Wrangler Rubicon with the diesel engine, and I said that thing has a kick to it, to the point where I wouldn't be wanting for a V8.
Right.
So even so, the gas V6 makes decent power. You know, it'll get you where you need to go, but I'd love to see this thing with the diesel, and I bet you it has some real solid kick as well.
Yeah, yeah.
one thing I will say about the driving experience is that you mentioned it was soft. When you're on ramps and off ramps, there's a bit of lean to it. And anybody that's driven sort of a truck set up for desert driving
body
will
roll.
Know this.
You're talking about body roll?
I mean, there's a bit of a lean to it, yeah. So it settles in once you're in the turn, but to come in and out of the turn, there's a bit of body roll.
Well, and listen, I won the Baja 500 in 2006 with a Hummer in the stock mini class, and I have to clarify to make sure because there's a lot of winners in different classes. And these vehicles, when you're desert racing, it's a whole other animal. Those Fox shocks, those things are, listen, the entire disposition of the vehicle changes when you say the word desert. It has a whole different purpose. It's like you could say Moon Rover. It's like that's the same kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's like it's got to do all things.
Mars, man. I mean, that's, I've always said, as a vehicle becomes more specialized, you tend to give up things in other departments. Yep, and, right. You know, if this is the kind of driving that you want to be doing, you'll be more than happy to give up those other things.
All right, last question.
It doesn't really give up a lot. What?
Does it sit funny? Because a lot of off-road desert vehicles sit a little differently. How does it sit?
No, it doesn't have that bro-dozer, butt dragon lean to it.
I didn't say that. You did.
Yeah, I know I did.
All things considered, did you love it?
I did, and you know, I'll leave you with one little fun parlor trick that it can do, and I think the other versions of this truck can do it as well. It's got a trail camera system, so there's a camera in the front that can see the trail ahead, sort of like part of the 360 camera, and it stays on when you're on the trail, and so that it stays clean when you're going through riverbeds and streams and stuff, there's a sprayer on it, just like a windshield wiper sprayer. So if you get if your brother, say, goes to Sam, like, hey, man, go look at the front, hit the sprayer, and you can get him.
There's George Kennedy III. Thank you, George. Jeep Gladiator Mojave Special Edition. Coming up next, we're going to have Stephen Cole Smith and Kelly Earnhardt Miller, Dale Earnhardt's daughter. Got a new book coming out. Stay with us.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever. The 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I hope you are all doing well and, through your, quarantine weight gain program. That's exactly what it is. I've gained 5 pounds. How many pounds have you gained? A fun show we've got teed up, by the way. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to have Kelly Earnhardt Miller, Dale Earnhardt's daughter. She's just written a book called Drive, 9 Lessons to Win in Business and in Life. And but before we get going, I got to have the guy in my life that knows more about motorsports than anybody, Stephen Cole Smith, Auto Week, Automobile Magazine, Grassroots Motorsports, automotive journalist extraordinaire on the motorsports side, but all things automotive. I would hope that you could give us a couple of minutes of what people should expect from this gal named Kelly Earnhardt Miller. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you, Alan. And I am definitely on the weight gain program.
Exactly.
Not working out well.
So. No.
Kelly Earnhardt, Kelly King Earnhardt Miller, fascinating girl. Well, woman, she's 47 now.
Is she really? Wow.
Yeah, she was Kelly Elledge, and then they divorced, and Ray and Kelly Holm, and they divorced, and now Kelly Miller. L.W. Miller, her husband, is a former modified driver. He never, I don't think, made it to Cup, but I met him. He seems like a great guy. He's great with the kids. So I hope she's found a husband that, you know, third time is a charm. But she, you know, she grew up weird, just like Dale Jr. did. She's older than Dale. When she and her and Dale lived in their biological mother's house until it burned down.
Wow.
And when it burned down, both of them went to live with Dale and Teresa. I think Teresa was in the picture by then. And Teresa is not the most beloved person in the state of North Carolina.
Oh, really?
No. They did not get along, Kelly and Dale Jr. and Carrie, the older brother. I'd be surprised if they even exchanged Christmas cards now. But they had to go with them. And, of course, Dale Earnhardt and Teresa were at races all the time. So Kelly just basically took care of Junior.
Right.
And they became very close. And when Junior started making money, Kelly said, you know, who's going to watch your money? And if you've ever been around Dale Jr., you know, he is the last guy to say, I'm going to watch it, you know, because he's going to watch it go right down the drive in a new Corvette for every day of the week. So Kelly, a really smart business. Well, I don't know if she was a smart businesswoman then, but she really became a smart businesswoman.
Right.
And she and Junior started JR Motorsports, you know, which is a Xfinity team. It's not a Cup team, but it's an Xfinity team. And they have started the careers of, man, Chase Elliott went through JR Motorsports. Danica Patrick got her start JR Motorsports. They just basically train these drivers and hand them off, usually to Rick Hendrick, who they're very close to, or one of the other teams, Tyler Reddick, one of the guys who's running Rookie of the Year, just came out of the JR Motorsports program. It is a leading program for the Xfinity Series. Dale Jr. even jumps in a car just every once in a while to help with sponsorship. But the one thing that I don't know if you're going to talk to Kelly about or not, but and whether she'd admit it, there's evidence that she may have been better than Dale Jr.
Oh, in racing?
Well, she raced, you know,
maybe I can
she
ask.
She raced late models for quite a while and was darn good at it.
Well, we're going to have her on next. I hope you can just hang on, and I want to talk to you on the other side of the interview with her. We're talking about Kelly Earnhardt Miller, Dale Earnhardt's daughter. Her new book out, Drive, 9 Lessons to Win in Business and in Life. If Steve will hold on, we'll talk to him on the other side and talk about some of the stuff she talks about. A very special guest coming up right next after this couple of minute break, Kelly Earnhardt Miller. And forward of her book is by Dale Earnhardt Jr. This is The Drive. Hang with us, Steve. We'll be right back with Kelly Earnhardt Miller. Yep.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I know that we've talked about it just a little bit, but now the reality is here. Kelly Earnhardt Miller, she's part owner and general manager of JR Motorsports and is considered, of course, one of the most preeminent. Good Lord, I'm verklempt because I've got her on the phone. Businesswoman in NASCAR today. She oversees the company's race team, management team, and business ventures with her brother, Dale Earnhardt Jr. She is, of course, the daughter of seven-time NASCAR champion, Dale Earnhardt Sr. Here she is. She has a brand new book. Guess what the name of it is? I know! Drive! Just like my show. Drive, 9 Lessons to Win in Business and in Life. I am verklempt, and people know that I, you know, when I screw up like that, it's because I'm like beside myself. I'm actually sweating a little bit, shaking a little bit, because, you know, and I've told you this story, Kelly, but all I wanted to do as a car guy was to meet my hero, the guy that was the John Wayne of the motorsport world, Dale Earnhardt. The day I met him, shook his hand, and I want you to know, I held onto his hand a little extra long, and he was trying to let go, and I squeezed one more time, and he looked me right in the eye, and I just said, thank you. And he smiled, and he says, you're welcome. And it was such a cute thing, and then, of course, that was, unfortunately, the day we lost him, and it was like, I mean to tell you, I was, Kelly, in the pits talking to Tony Urie when the world found out it was all over. And it was horrible for all of us that were there. I was talking to Ray Evernham and all the other guys that were in the pits. And our world, like motorsports world, just fell apart that day. And, you know, wow. So your dad was such a hero to me and so many people. Such a man with swagger and courage and confidence and such an entrepreneur. And I have to tell you that I learned from that guy so much. And here we have a chance now to learn from the next generation with your new book, Drive, 9 Lessons to Win in Business and in Life. Thank you for writing this book, Kelly.
Well, I'm excited about the book. I've been working on it for about 18 months and excited to be with all your folks here on Drive to talk about Drive. That's kind of cool.
I love it.
And yes, I appreciate you having me.
So let's talk about Kelly Earnhardt Miller just a little bit. How did this all change your life? I mean, you were a young woman and you still are, but man, and here you are today. You've done so much. How did this whole thing, you know, maybe you could give us just a little backstory on all this.
Born into a racing family and come out of college working in the industry with on the souvenir side, not directly with my dad. Raced a little bit myself in the late model series in the mid-90s, but was, you know, busy going to college, busy working, and a little bit of racing. And so business was taking off for me, and I was, you know, doing well, and my boss was recognizing that I was doing well, so I decided to kind of stick in that mode. And then a few years later, our dad passed away, and that gave me the opportunity to ask Dale if I could come work for him because I knew that he would need someone kind of looking after his business interest and what he had going on. And so we made that happen about 6 months after my dad's death, and it's been, gosh, almost 20 years since, 19 years since I've been working for Dale and managing his business and all the different companies that he has and his NASCAR career and our racing teams. You know, we have 4 teams in Xfinity Series, 125 employees here at Genie Motorsports. So,
wow.
Yeah, a lot going on.
That is so awesome. So let me ask you, and then we'll continue on, but who was your mentor through that hard time? And who helped you get through that to become, you know, this person you are today that you're clearly doing amazing things in the world with your brother, your little brother, I might say. Who mentored you the most, you think?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question because honestly, I didn't really have anybody mentoring me. I was kind of wavering and doing things on my own and thinking that I was in control of my own emotions and my own thoughts and everything and that I could make good decisions. And I wasn't doing that great at it between all of that, to be quite honest. And it really wasn't until about probably 5-6 years ago that I got into therapy and, you know, really getting my thoughts in order and understanding, you know, the different decisions that I made and kind of how to navigate those kind of things. So from a, you know, from an emotional distress standpoint, I'd have to give credit to my Dr. Karen, I call her, and I dedicated the book to her in my book in the beginning for that reason, because she really helped me in a big way. But, you know, on a business side of things, I got lots of mentors, Mr. Hendrick, Joe Mattis, who I worked for in the souvenir business. My dad is a great mentor. And yeah, but personally, I struggled for most of my life, not really having a my mom, you know, lived in Virginia. My parents were divorced. Of course, lost my dad. I just didn't really have a great personal mentor at that point.
Wow. See, it's like hearing the backstory from the person. So interesting. I appreciate this so much. I love this book. I can't wait. I started reading it. I just got it. The book is called Drive. It's out early April, so whenever you're hearing this, early April 2020, because people listen to these things years later. it's called Drive, 9 Lessons to Win in Business and in Life. One more segment with Kelly Earnhardt Miller. I'm playing this song, by the way, Hot for Teacher from Van Halen, because you're going to be the teacher when we come back. Get some of those
All
lessons.
All right, sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back with The Drive to talk about Drive. Teacher, stop it!
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Well, thanks to our great sponsors, Brembo Brakes, the choice of champions. And, boy, that's appropriate for our guest right now, Kelly Earnhardt Miller. Her book, Drive, is forwarded by Dale Jr., her little brother. Drive, 9 lessons to win in business and in life. Kelly, thank you for being with us. It's a big deal for motorsports fans that you get to tell your story and show a little bit of the, the person that you are and what you've had to go through and how that may help other people. I've heard you say before you like helping people, and that to me is, I'm very grateful for that, because without these kind of books, some of these stories and messages and lessons will not get out there. Where do you start? Where do we start with this book to tell people a little bit about what's inside 9 Lessons to Win in Business and in Life, Drive?
I know a lot of your listeners know about NASCAR and know about the Earnhardt family, but the book starts there, you know, and it starts, I mean, literally, Meet Me at the Track is the first chapter, talking about that I was literally born almost at a racetrack. And so, you know, I go from the time I was born and sharing in about 4 chapters kind of my background through the passing of my dad and setting myself up from a business perspective.
Right.
And then from there, I share 9 lessons that have been very important part of my life to lead this business of Junior Motorsports. And just, you know, they're good from a business perspective or just a life perspective in leading, you know, whatever relationships that you have. And
right.
So these are talk about being authentic.
These are kind of pillars of your life, right? And maybe give us like 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah, they really are. You know, like I said, it's really my experience and the things that have helped me the most, you know, balancing your work life, aiming for the win-win, leading from the heart, which is a really important one for me. And so I just hope people, you know, kind of take a nugget, and maybe it's something that, you know, will inspire them to help them change something in their life in terms of the way they work, lead, or live.
So win-win, be authentic. And I love how you are authentic. I love the picture on the front of the cover. You look like you're just the girl next door. You're not all made up and fancied up. Although I can tell that there's some sort of a race car behind you, which that especially kind of excites me just a little bit. I used to say to my wife, I'm good with you. If we'll get married as long as you don't mind if I put my transmission in the kitchen sink to clean it up a little bit.
Oh, gosh. My husband had to use the laundry room for that.
Oh, see? So your dad, let's just talk for a minute. Your dad was a man of courage. He was a man of honor. He was a man of, how do I say this? He had swagger like John Wayne. You said, and I've heard you say, and you've said it here today, about the win-win attitude. And I think these are such important things in life, and having those, you know, be authentic, win-win, appreciate your mentors is another real big one. And you dedicated this book to your therapist, which I think is very cool, because you know what? We're lost a lot of times without our friends and our mentors. And whether you want to, and this person obviously that you gave credit to there is now a friend of yours too, because we love the people that shine a light on the path of life. And I think that you're trying to do that with this book, you know? And so I appreciate you for that.
Definitely. Yeah, you know, I'm an encourager, and, you know, I want to see people do well and, you know, help people and help them find a way to be better at whatever it is they want to be better at, or to have a better life, or whatever it might be. So, you know, my therapist, Dr. Karen, was a very important part of, you know, helping me see things that I didn't see clearly, and the way they affected my life. So, you know, if I can do that through this book for other people, that would be really, you know, that would make me happy.
Through these tough times with this coronavirus, the importance of balancing work with your life is key, you said.
Yeah, I'm learning to say no, you know, and that's real hard. I mean, when you're trying to work on a career path and you're trying to, you know, do everything you can to be in the good graces of whoever is helping you climb that ladder and giving you the promotions that you're looking for, you know, you're being asked to be involved in different groups or this, that, and the other. And especially in our world in NASCAR, you know, there's tons of events and tons of things you can support. So it seems like, you know, every time you turn around, you're being asked to do something. And eventually you have to find that balance. And for me, that's been, you know, learning to say no and learning not to worry about the perception and what people might think about that. But knowing what works for you in your life and, you know, putting that in play. And for me, that's just been to kind of, you know, pick and choose and do what is important and where, you know, I can make a difference to be a part of something.
Mm, beautiful. Good stuff. You guys, if you want to find this book, it is out there. You can find it online at Kelly Earnhardt, and that's Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, Earnhardt, drive.com. The name of the book is Drive, 9 Lessons to Win in Business and in Life. You can find her also at JRM Racing for Junior Motorsports, jrmracing.com. Her website, jrmracing.com. Her Facebook, go to Facebook and go Kelly Earnhardt. Here's another one. Twitter, Earnhardt Kelly, backwards. And Instagram, all of them, Kelly Earnhardt Miller. That's who she is. Thank you, Kelly.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on. It's been fun. And thanks to your listeners. Appreciate it.
Great name of a book. Drive. And you guys are listening to The Drive, the radio show. Kelly, anytime you want to come on, please. Please, just reach out.
Yeah, sounds good. Awesome. That'd be great.
Kelly Earnhardt
Miller.
Did they
give you my contact information?
I got it, baby. And I ain't ever going to lose it.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back, everybody. This is The Drive.
Don't miss the latest auto news, videos, and real world reviews. Find us online at thedrivewithalantaylor.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Thanks to our friends at Brembo, the choice of champions, Brembo Brakes, sponsoring the show. I really like Kelly Earnhardt Miller. But you know who I like even as much or more because I know him and he's on the show right now? Stephen Cole Smith from Auto Week, Automobile Magazine, and Grassroots Motorsports. And during the break, I said to Steve, thank you. Thank you for holding on through that. And he says, "Yeah, no, it's great. What else I got to do besides eat?" Thank you for that, Steve. And it's so true. We're all sequestered to our homes and our refrigerators that are packed full. Anyway, I liked her.
That was really interesting. She's the real deal. She's the real thing. And, you know, she probably didn't mention it much in any of the conversation you and your producer had, but she's got a daughter who raced in the Chili Bowl this year. And actually has enough funding to run this season in the USAG Midget Series. So, you know, like I said before you had her on, she was a really, really good driver, but just had to stop because she was working for Action Performance. Do you remember Action Performance that used to, they sold all the T-shirts for the deal? You know, if you wanted a
big money
Earnhardt T-shirt, it had a little Action deal on the side, and then NASCAR took over the entire, they bought out everybody and took over the entire souvenir deal, but Action was the big deal before that, selling die-cast cars and all those things, and Kelly worked for them, and that's probably where she learned a lot. You know, I haven't read the book yet, but that's probably where she learned a lot of the business acumen she has, but man, she's a sharp lady, and that was a great interview, man.
You know what? Thank you. And I like her. She was down to earth, just down to earth. And, you know, again, just, you know, before the commercial break there, I said goodbye. And then I pick up real quick and say, thank you. Thank you. And sometimes they're like, okay, no problem. Goodbye. But she was just, hey, we need to meet, you know, and it was just really cute. I just really, I don't know, you know, I'm just glad that, like you said, she grew up with a really weird life and a lot of celebrity, you know, kids of celebrities like that. Her dad, I said to her, I said, you know, you heard it, that he had swagger. He was kind of the John Wayne of motorsports.
Yeah.
But, you know, behind the scenes, there's always dysfunction, you know, dysfunction right. Junction. Anyway.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, and I've said this before, and pardon me for using just a tiny bit of profanity that Dave can bleep out if you want, but if there is anybody in the world who has a license to be an asshole, it's Dale Earnhardt Jr. The way he came up, the way he, you know, had to deal with when Therese Earnhardt dies, the subtitle will have Wicked Stepmother in there somewhere.
Oh, really?
She was tough with him.
Wow.
And Dale is just an overwhelmingly nice, polite young man. And I've said this before, you really get the feeling that had he not become a driver, had he not had a famous dad, he very well could have continued his career working as the service manager for Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet and gone home and played his video games and hung out and drank beer with his buddies, and he would have been fine. He was never one of those guys that said, I've got to do this because I want to, you know, have a 500-acre ranch and a house on Lake Norman and
yeah.
all these cars. You just never got that feeling from him. Mm. And you still don't. And he just, I think people can see it now more that he's on TV as a commentator than he was behind the wheel. But I'll tell you, he was hard on himself when Rick Hendrick hired him and gave him the same cars that Jeff Gordon and Jimmy Johnson had, and he wasn't winning. I mean, we did a little group interview with him once, and me and a friend of mine walked away thinking they need to put him on suicide watch. He's so wow. hard on himself. He's so upset he's not winning, and he's blaming nobody but himself. How often does that happen with an athlete? How often do you hear that? No, it's the other guys. They're not giving me a good car. They're not giving me a good crew chief. No, yeah. It was Dale saying, I've got to step up. I've got to step up. And that has always stayed with me.
Yeah. Well, you know, and even in Kelly Earnhardt Miller's book, she thanks her therapist in here. And yeah. I remember when I first saw that, I didn't really know what to think. I was a little taken aback. I thought, well, you know, who admits that? A person who is transparent admits that and realizes they did have problems and have overcome them. Actually, if you see it in somebody that was an alcoholic, they say, I've been sober for 10 years, 13 years, 30 years later,
right.
they're still, because if you don't admit it, then you yep. don't get over it. So I personally respect
what's
it.
What's amazing is how many people in the professional NASCAR world would be willing to admit that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you watch in the blink of an eye Michael Waltrip's video about, you know, dealing with Dale and driving for Dale and winning the 500 that Dale got killed in, he told me in an interview just a month ago, and it's in there, that he's never been to therapy about what he went through
yeah.
with all that. And he said, you know, I had a lot to overcome. I did not like myself for a long time after that.
Yeah.
And he's kind of done it himself, but you kind of wish that, you know, you kind of came away thinking, dude, you probably needed it, you know.
And yeah. he did need it. What are you kidding?
I'm from the South. I'm the same way. You know, my wife died a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
I probably needed therapy badly, but it's not what the people I was raised with do.
Right.
So much props to Kelly for saying that. I mean,
yeah.
That just shows me that what a cool person she is and how saying that may help other people.
Yeah.
And I think that's why she put it in the book. I think that's why she, you know, said it in the interview. And a tip of the hat, man. She's a good lady.
No question about it. I mentioned to her, I wasn't sure if I should, because the very day for the first time that I met Dale Earnhardt, as I said, you know, I shook his hand and I held his hand for a second. I just said, thank you. And he looked at me and he smiled. He gave that Dale Earnhardt smile, which is priceless, you know?
Right.
And
yeah.
He, you know, no problem, yeah. kind of, you know, like, no problem, cowboy, kind of a thing, you know? And then he gets killed like 3 hours, 2 hours later, whatever. I was like, oh my God. So I still have a little PTSD from that, post-traumatic stress disorder. Seriously. I mean, it's like, think about, like you said, Waltrip, OMG. You know what I mean?
Oh, anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Him and Junior, you know, finished second. And, you know, it wasn't, if you watch that in the blink of an eye, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I think Motor Trend has it free, but you can see the moment in Victory Lane where somebody comes over and tells Michael, who's just celebrating, and it's his first win ever.
Ever.
And
poor guy.
Comes over and tells him that, you know, Dale's pretty bad off.
Yeah.
You know, and Dale was dead from the second he hit the wall.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that, because that's what those kind of injuries do. So it's, for Kelly and Dale Jr. to have done as well as they have, man, they're
amazing.
They're special people.
Well, pick up her new book, Kelly Earnhardt Miller. It's called Drive, just like this radio show, Drive, 9 Lessons to Win in Business and in Life. Stephen Cole Smith, thank you, brother.
Always a pleasure, man.
Put the Twinkies down. We'll take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Our show brought to you in part by Subaru and the new Outback. Go where love takes you. Subaru. BJ Colleen joining me. I'm checking in with all my buddies best I can. Hi, BJ.
Hey, how are you?
Nothing like a good quarantine to soothe the soul. I feel like I'm in solitary confinement, but you know what? I'm doing okay. I'm kind of re-examining my life and who my friends are and what life means to me and family and cars and, you know, do I really need this car, that car, those cars? It's very interesting. It's like I have kind of a scary perspective on, maybe I don't need to have a new car every 6 months.
You got the virus, I think, because if you're talking like that, that's crazy talk. That's
I know.
What's wrong with you?
I know. It's sad. Anyway, you know, it is just weird times. That's all there is to it. I mean, obviously, there's not bombs dropping and what have you, like with, you know, my dad grew up in World War II. And he still kind of talks about it, and he's still a bit of a prepper, always has been. My dad was always a prepper. Matter of fact, I look at some of his life now, and I go, well, that makes sense, because now that we're living through this, we're all going to have a new outlook and a fresh outlook on life and be maybe a little more, dare I say, conservative. You know what I mean? Right?
Yep, I know what you mean. So anyway, we'll see what happens. That's all we can do. But, you know, it's interesting when you have crisis situations and things like this. The really, really good comes out of people, and the really, really stupid comes out of people. And I think the stupid might be winning.
I know. It's sad. You know what's funny is I see there's a place in our little town that has like a warming center for the unfortunate people that are living on the streets right now. And they seem to be flocking around this place. And I drove by the other day, and I thought to myself, you know, we're all just kind of like two ticks away from that if the world goes the wrong way. So I think we really have to be, you know, count our blessings, because if you look at other parts of the world, you know, Italy and other parts of the world that are really, of course, even New York, really getting its ass kicked right now by this virus thing. We just have to be just very thankful, I think, and maybe say our prayers, you know, not to get too religious.
Yeah, but, and I agree with you, but I think that it's also important to make sure that you're using your brain, you know, instead of not using your brain, which seems to be happening a lot with people. And specifically, I'm talking about people who see open highways and think it's a license to get your car out and start speeding like a maniac, you know. Right. And there have been, the cops are giving out tickets, so don't think you're not going to get one. And just, I think it was yesterday, some brilliant man in New York decided to take out his Gambala Mirage, which, you know, is a very high-end sports car, and start driving it down the middle of the streets because there's nobody in New York, and how often a chance do you get that? And, of course, first thing he did with that $750,000 car was you know, smashed it up and ran into four other parked cars. So there's a great photo in the New York Post that just shows this car just totally freaking destroyed. So it's just absolutely amazing. So it's like, hey, how many chances do you get to drive your sports car as fast as you can in the middle of New York? Well, that's what happened. So people just use your brains. That's all.
No question about it. I was coming to work today. And I'm, you know, I'm driving along, drinking my coffee, and a cop pulls out behind me. And I thought, I looked down, I go, all right, I'm going 35. That's the speed limit. So I made sure I stuck right to 35. And then he comes roaring up behind me. And I'm like, OMG, here he comes. You know, he's in a Suburban or whatever, Tahoe, I think is what it was. And I'm thinking, what the hell? I didn't do anything wrong. And I was already convicting myself. You know what I mean? And, you know, then we got to the next street and he put his blinker on and he turned right. And I was like, oh, whew. You know, I was sweating and my adrenaline was rushing. And I was like, what in the, all our brains right now are kind of working on overtime to try and figure out what is going on. And it's very sad. Did you hear that my business partner and your friend as well, John McConnell, had the coronavirus?
No, I didn't hear that, but I heard also another friend of ours, Frank Washington, did, but I don't know what's going on, you know.
And he
these are guys that live in big cities.
So. Right. Well, and yes, and he took the pill is that helps people. I can't think of the name of it. And
like the quinine or whatever.
Whole, like 27 letters. Anyway, but he got better. But he was literally at a point where he was saying his goodbyes to his family. They thought he were going to put him on a ventilator, and that's the end of that. Like, those ventilators are not a good thing. They're a big thing. They're being made by the automakers right now, but they're really not a good thing. You don't want to get on those things. Everybody will tell you that. But anyway, so one of my dear friends almost lost his life to this whole thing. So it's that close to home. And yeah, it's a weird time, man. It's a weird time. Time to take inventory of who's in your life and who you love and crazy, crazy stuff. Anyway, well, it's listen.
Well, I just wiped everybody out. I just made life easy. So I'd rather sit in my house by myself and you know, my car pictures and everything.
You say you blocked everybody?
No, I'm going to, though. I mean, you know, you don't know what kind of viruses you can get over the computer, too, right?
I do know.
You know, and I'm not making light of the situation, you know, but the truth is, if you listen to the news 24/7, your brain would be fried. It's just impossible. So my job is to put as much levity into my friends on Facebook, and I've been doing my best to do that. So
I know. A friend of mine, he posted a picture of himself. I sent it to you, by the way, that one with the – he's wearing a mask. So it was a faraway picture, but I zoomed in on it, and I put, you know, red lines and bloodshot eyes in his eyes, and I sent it back to him, you know. It's like – I mean, listen, it's a sad situation, and God bless you if you have anybody that's being affected by it. But we still must laugh every now and then and just realize that God's got control of what's going on. We just have to be smart, like BJ says. Let's take a little break. We'll come back and talk about a little bit of news on what's going on in the used car market while the coronavirus pandemic is controlling our lives. It is The Drive. Be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Well, thanks for joining us. Hope you're safe and sound during this quarantine special. I don't know what else to call it. BJ Colleen joining us, voice of reason in my automotive world, my world. I'm okay with the quarantine. I'm examining my life, and I think we should all do that. But the one thing I'm examining is that people are not buying things right now. They're not spending their money the way they used to.
No, the new car market, they thought that the numbers would be off, and they're off significantly. There are manufacturers reporting, 13% drops, 33% drops. Genesis was down 32%. I mean, it's like there's some serious hurt going on out there. But I think, you know, people are also thinking, okay, so people aren't buying new cars, but they've got to be buying used cars, right? Because that's usually what happens in something like this. But
right.
We got a report, didn't we, from a friend of yours, Alan?
Yep, Tom Contos,
and,
Research company. Yep.
Basically, yeah, he basically said that the values on the used car market are going to go down too. So, you know, it's interesting to try to predict how people are going to spend their money after something like this happens, because he's kind of calling it a recession, but it's not really a recession because it's not induced by economic factors. That's not how it started.
Right.
So, you know, it's unprecedented what's going on here, because everybody thinks, you know, in a recession, it takes forever to recover. But basically, as soon as we can all go out and play, everything's going to be up and running again. So, yeah, it might take a little while for people to get back into the swing. But it's not like people, you know, the things closed, because people still need to do things and still want to do things. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But
I think what's going to happen is when this finally kind of runs its course, because as viruses do, we've had all kinds of, you know, we had swine flu and we had
Ebola.
Yeah, just all kinds of bizarre things. They run their course. And then on the other side of it, it's like, all right. Okay, now let's all kind of go outdoors and look around and breathe the air and then go, okay, all right, well, we're okay. And then, of course, they come back because we're all stupid. But the thing is that I think America, and I think the world in general, is not going to travel as much except closer to home travel, staycations, you know what I mean? Like for, you know, you, where you live, of course, you may go to Red Rock Canyon. You guys may go out to the big lake out there. What's that big lake called? Lake Mead?
Lake Mead.
Right?
Yep.
I mean,
lake,
you know,
Mead.
You're safe. You know your area. You know where you can go. You know, so where you feel safe. So I think 2020 is going to be the year of the staycation. People are going to go down to the beach and they're just going to be happy just being outside. So I think the RV industry is going to be on fire later on this year, you know, as spring is here now and summer's coming, but I think the RV industry is going to just go nuts.
You know, that's a really brilliant observation, and you could be right. The RV industry, camping gear, if you're going to start investing in stuff, maybe you start investing in, you know, Cabela's or the pro bass shops, people that are selling camping gear, because I think you're right, people are going to try to stay a little bit closer to home. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But, you know, in these times, if you remember last time in the recession with 2008, GM actually, nobody really gives them credit, but they're the ones that kind of brought the economy back, because they started doing some smoking deals out there on new cars.
Right.
And all the manufacturers are chipping in right now and doing it, too. I mean, you can get like 4 months with no payments and, you know, basically a 7-year car loan, which is absolutely ridiculous as far as I'm concerned. But the fact that they are really trying to get you to come in and buy cars, if you're really in the market, this is the time to do it. Hands down. No question.
Well, and so, the 7-year interest free with no payments.
Yeah.
I think Volkswagen was doing that. I was like, what? So, yeah, it's like, how do you not buy yourself something new when you're getting it for no interest? You can make the payment, you know, almost what your monthly repair cost is on your old junker. So I think that it'll be a stimulus thing to our economy once people start spending. I don't care what you offer right now, right in the middle of this, you know, this insanity that we're in. People are just kind of sitting on their hands going, I think I'll just keep the heck quiet and watch what happens, you know. But anyway.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's just interesting to see because, you know, we really can't predict it, because it's not like you can do economic factors. You can't predict where the virus is going. The only thing you can do is hope people stay inside and listen. But of course, they're not. You know, they're all getting out there and still doing parties, and it's just a lot of craziness. So, again, if you want everything to recover and if you want to get your job back, stay inside, you know, and
exactly.
Wash your hands.
Exactly.
You know, it's you can do little things that are going to help you, you know, make it count.
My hands, I've never been so chapped from washing them so much. And you know, I always pick my nose right before I wash my hands and go, oh, darn it. Oh, I did it. You know, anyway. BJ Colleen, thank you so much. Be safe. I love you.
I love you, too. Stay healthy.
All right. I'm Alan Taylor. That's BJ Colleen. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. Please be safe, be wise, love your families, say a little prayer for our country. See you next week right here on The Drive.
Texas sand, but my head's in Mississippi.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020.
It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.